Between 1954 and 1982, composer and bandleader Sun Ra recorded dozens of songs for release on 45s and 12-inch singles that never made it onto his albums. Most were under his own name, but he also backed up vocal quartets, girl singer Juanita Rogers, and Chicago bluesman Lacey Gibson, among others. Sun Ra's singles have been collected on a CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody. I know somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody. I know John's in love with John, John's in love, Jim's in love with
someone. I know
Jim Jones,
the only girl.
That's The Cosmic Rays with La Sun Ra and Orchestra, Chicago, 1955. Duke Ellington, for all his genius, could never write a decent rock and roll tune. And nowadays, lots of jazz musicians show they have no idea how to make hip-hop records. And yet here is Sun Ra, the wacko band leader from outer space, showing he was well in touch with the streetwise black pop of the 1950s, doo-wop music. Not that there weren't touches of Ra-esque weirdness, like strange passing harmonizations, and especially the Latin percussion conspicuously lagging just behind the drums. Not all of the Sun Ra 45s collected in the two CD box of the singles is so out of character. There are enough foghorn saxophones, barrel house blues numbers, intergalactic sing-alongs, and R&B licks he later turned into sing-alongs to satisfy Sun Ra fans no matter which of his periods they prefer. The only constant is Ra's usual glorious low-fidelity sound. But having all this stuff in the same place helps you draw new connections, specifically to the Chicago scene where he matured. For instance, you can hear the relationship between the polyrhythmic percussion on his later records and the standard Chicago blues mambo beat. This is 1958's Great Balls of Fire, a title which for Sun Ra may have had more to do with astronomy than Jerry Lee Lewis. And just about hear Sun Ra playing an early electric piano there. He was always crazy about futuristic instruments. In the 1950s, those included the now commonplace electric bass guitar. When it was new, concert audiences were sometimes puzzled to hear a bass without seeing anything they recognized as one. These days, we often hear that Sonny Rollins is put down for having an electric bass player, but the real problem is that Bob Cranshaw is a bad electric bass player. Sun Ra, on the other hand, had one of the first really good ones, the unsung Wilburn Green. He understood one secret of playing it right is not to be too loud. This is Saturn from 1956. There is a lot more fascinating and varied material here than we can survey in a short review. The Singles is the 16th volume in Evidence Records' Sun Ra reissue program, and except for the space-inefficient packaging, it's typically well done. Well annotated, well documented, and intelligently edited, the series does for Sun Ra what Library of America editions do for our great writers. This double set was slow in coming, and it does contain a little very thin material, including the worst New Year's song you ever heard. But that does not mean Evidence is scraping out the barrel. As much as anything Sun Ra ever recorded, these singles expose the spaceman's longtime contacts here on Earth. The truth is out there.
Kevin Whitehead is currently in Amsterdam working on a book. He reviewed Sun Ra, The Singles, on Evidence Records.